our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is so special.
long have you been smoking?
Since I was about 18.
Mr. John Gatto, Bethpage, New York.
It changes the color of the teeth.
He used Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish.
I saw a really big difference.
Topol Tooth Polish, with three ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains.
It's very pleasant tasting and gentle. I've noticed a remarkable change in the color of my teeth.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, with three ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol, tested and proven gentle so you can use it every day.
Nancy, I hate you. The best figure in the office, and you eat candy between meals.
No ordinary candy. It's AIDS. The AIDS diet plan is helping me lose weight deliciously.
How?
AIDS works two ways. It helps satisfy your hunger and has an effective appetite suppressant. Taste.
Mmm, delicious. I can eat AIDS and be less hungry?
Two before each meal. That's in the plan.
So I can lose weight like you.
Mm-hmm.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Sheila Renee, and you're listening to KSFX San Francisco. We've had a lot of requests for this one. It's Shelley's Boyfriend.
Yeah. a band I sure like a lot. A local group that's doing an album. In fact, the album's done, and I think it'll be released real soon. They're called The Punts. And another one of those groups that they were able to survive and play. They played tons of clubs around the Bay Area. And a lot of talent there. Bonnie Hayes, the lead singer, his brother, is the guitarist with Huey Lewis. So the music business isn't brand new to her. I bet the family, when they get together, have a little conflict here and there, huh? Huey Lewis is real successful right now. A band that's been around Marin County and the Bay Area for years. Some of those guys, Mario, used to be in a Tamalpais High School Orchestra. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get you started in Bay Area music, and I guess people have gone through all of them. KSFX San Francisco, a final 2 hours and 7 minutes of broadcasting. Richard Gossett here, and some other people from the staff. Hopefully I'll get Pat, the program director, who's been real liberal with her format when I've been on the air, and Lord have mercy, I'm so happy about that. That's the only reason I've been really working at KSFX. Well, that's the reason I wouldn't work at any other station, because not many stations will give a guy a chance. No, not many stations will bend the format. It's really tight, too. You know, radio is to the point now where if it was any tighter, we'd all have crotch rash. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one way to put it, Richard.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to put it, and I think I'll stand up for a few minutes. KSFX in San Francisco, continuing with rock and roll, and this is getting hysterical as well as historical. The Kinks sent a great song from their new album. These guys have been around long enough to have grandchildren.
Something that I'm still alive. I'm hoping all the buses ride after that.
Pryor was seriously considering using that as a theme song. No, actually, that was a Dwight Twilley song. It came out when Dwight Twilley didn't have any hit records, but he just sort of appeared just around the time that Tom Petty appeared, which was about 1977. And basically, the music business had been pretty slow for a while. A lot of artists that had been around for years and years were just putting out new albums, and there weren't many new bands. There was a lot of excitement with crazy groups like the Sex Pistols, and they spurred enough interest that other bands like The Clash formed. It's weird that The Clash formed because I went and saw the Sex Pistols someplace. It's a catalyst, and that's what rock and roll always needs. It needs a generation gap, and it needs a catalyst, and wham, it takes off. KSFX, we're rocking right until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Christina. I'm a rocker.
What a way to come out and go right into Dwight Twilley. We have Dwight Twilley on the phone. Dwight, where are you calling from?
We need some headphones, Jim.
Hello, Dwight.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Where are you?
Well, I'm in Houston, Texas, and it's 5 in the morning. And I guess that we got sort of sentimentally attached to the 104 while we were in San Francisco, and we couldn't really help but call up and just, you know, be a part of the last moments.
Well, we appreciate your calling. We just got through playing I'm on Fire a few minutes ago right behind Tom Petty.
Well,
that's a good segue.
See, that's the thing. Dwight Twilley wasn't just played on 104, but San Francisco is the kind of town that played your band back, you know, when 2 or 3 years ago when the album first came out. And that's one of the things that unfortunately is going to be missing in the town is the stations that will play new artists or artists that maybe haven't been on the top 20. And it's like the beauty of it. And too bad it's not going to be around.
Yep, that's right. How was the show tonight?
Oh, we had a great time, and the night before we just finished an hour special for the MTV television network, and we had a lot of fun here in Houston. We're cruising off from here.
Where are you going from Houston?
Austin, Dallas, St. Louis.
Oh, those are my old hangouts, you know.
Kansas City, and then luckily I get to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, home again.
Home again. It'll be great.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your staying in touch with us all these days of going off the air, coming down on the station. Now you've called twice out on the road.
Yeah, well, we sort of got involved in it. We started thinking about it, you know?
Yeah, well, we're all getting a little nostalgic here tonight, too.
I can imagine.
Yeah, we're playing lots of good music, lots of requests.
Well, somehow I kind of have a feeling that maybe after a week or so when... San Francisco gets a little tired of hearing news 24 hours a day, they might just kind of get a little uptight and miss the old 104, and who knows what might happen.
Listen, we can all dream, can't we?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, Dwight.
Hey, you're welcome.
We'll be seeing you real soon.
Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Yeah. Darling, thanks for calling. We'll see you soon.
Hold me close and then I'll know.
certainly say the Bay Area people have always had a fascination for that guy and a fascination for Lust for Life, Iggy Pop. And he's a strange guy from the Midwest who did things like slash his waist with razor blades and stuff, walk on crowds of people back in Detroit. And here's a guy who just abused himself on stage and still managed to come up with great music and be respected. Now, sometimes that doesn't go hand in hand, abuse and respect. Anyway, Richard's getting tongue-tied. Boy, it's a lot of hours on the radio. And we have only an hour and a half left until KGO-FM sucks it all up. Yeah. No more rock and roll. Great that you people are staying awake out there, because we've got some special treats here. We're going to pull off the heavy artillery, the industrial strength crud.
Yep. There's taking bets over at the Elite what the last song's going to be.
Oh, God, I wish we knew.
Nobody knows.
I thought we knew for a while, but
yeah.
We may end up singing God Bless America live and in living color at KSFX in San Francisco. Under the bright wind.
Hey!
KSFX San Francisco, and we're still playing a lot of great rock and roll. We'll be here till 5 o'clock in the morning. My God, scratch my back. Baby Scratch My Back. Wow, we're getting ahead of ourselves tonight here. Well, it's the last one. What the hell? Baby Scratch My Back is an old hit that Slim Harpo had back in the 50s. And that was redone there by the fabulous Thunderbirds. I'm getting lots of strange requests, and it's too bad radio hasn't been playing these records all along, because it sure sounds good. It's Generation X at KSFX.
I'm gonna Thank you.
Ha. The domino theory here at KSFX, where one falls and we all go. Actually, that's another great old classic, a Buddy Holly song called Rave On, which has been redone several times. Sorry, I can't think of the guy's name. Sheila, help me, please.
Too early.
It's 8 minutes before 4 o'clock in the morning. People are still phoning up, and I love that. Maybe they're out of work, disc jockeys.
If we played all the requests, we'd be here for at least a year or two.
I love it. Somehow I wish you could do that. We could just tie into the audience and not play every request, because some of them are really stupid, obviously. I mean, you never want to be totally open. You have to hide some things here and there. Keep some mystery going on. Sheila, now you know I'm really like 5 foot two, huh? It's amazing. Radio is an amazing vehicle. But going into people's houses while they're in the bathroom, you know, doing strange things. Huh?
Yeah.
You never think about that. We're just down here having some fun tonight. Rob, how you doing? Rob's on the board now. Boy, I've had all the engineers tonight. It's amazing. Some people are still staying here. People phone up and go, what's going to happen to the disc jockeys? Well, Stephen Kaifer's going to stay at KSFX, which will be KGO-FM, and he'll be doing some talk shows. I think Michael Stevens will be doing some news. Keith Richards will be doing some news. So some of the people will be staying around. Sheila, we're gonna shop around, right?
We're gonna flip a coin, Richard, and see what
I'm happens. Waiting for the next white sale myself, because I'm a dirty white boy. It's Tommy Two Tone at KSFX. Jenny.
People who saw your name tonight.
I mean, anybody who bills himself as the crazy world of Arthur Brown has to be reckoned with. And he sure did, too, back in the late 60s there. Arthur Brown and Fire. You know, I thought closing a radio station at 5 o'clock in the morning would be pretty somber, but we've got so much music and so many requests to play that we can stay here for a couple more days, which is nice. It's nice to have more than enough. It's very comfortable. And none of the other disc jockeys showed up tonight. That's very strange. Well, they're all staying here and working, doing news, and some people, Stephen Caven, doing a talk show, so they're not really ending their careers. And I didn't really start one here either. I was just sort of tagging along for a while. Richard Gossett at KSFX where's Pat, my director of programs? She is so elusive. If we hadn't gone out and had all those drinks, I probably never would have gotten this job. Can I say? And a few people that are still up and awake, phoning from Menlo Park and around the bay, thanks a lot. We're going to keep on playing rock and roll right here at KSFX till 5 a.m. In the city. We're going to keep rocking in the city here until 5 o'clock. Here's the Pretenders.
You're in the pocket. You can't paddle. I'm going to use it. Intention. Don't make me.
thrilled to be able to play artists like Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Some of his classic rock and rollers. And Buddy Holly, Pat. Oh, man. Some great stuff. Rave On. The kind of classic rock and roll that... It's always around, but if people just get into rock and roll, they don't realize some of the fantastic stuff that they might have missed that new artists pick up on, and they actually hear it, but they haven't heard the roots of it or the original stuff. Come here. My PD is here. Pat is here helping out. You're the only person from the staff. None of our Josh came up here, Pat, to help out.
I know.
But Pat's got all this music that she's been dying to play that she hasn't really been able to. So for the last 40 minutes or so here, we're going to play your favorites, my favorites, and basically have as good a time as possible right here at KSFX. Now, Rob, you got it all set over there, hopefully, huh? Boy, it's great relying on other people in the staff here to make a good thing happen. His love. We're talking about going back a few years.
Find the sign that I can understand.
Yes, I am. In the day between the hours, ivory tower, bloody flower, push the head into the air. I don't care if I ever know. There I go. From the grave of a broken heart. Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I.
Young girl,
have to check our temperature right now at KSFX in San Francisco. It's 98.6 degrees.
And right now it's time to... Sing out the dance, brothers and sisters!
MC5. It's almost like Woodstock to hear the MC5. Kick out the jams. MF. Can you say that on the radio anymore? Brothers and sisters? Oh, I guess you can. It's okay. I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay. This is KSFX in San Francisco for another... Oh, my God. Another 20 minutes. This means I'm unemployed again. Oh, jeez. We've got a lot more music. Well, 20 minutes worth.
Out of my hands.
KSFX. We got about 16 minutes left, and we're going to play the greatest rock and roll we can get our hands on.
Menu, ladies?
Thanks, June. I'm famished.
I'll just have a salad.
How do you control your appetite? You're so thin.
My secret's in my purse. AIDS candy.
AIDS candy helps you eat less?
Sure. AIDS candy works two ways. It helps satisfy your hunger and has an effective appetite suppressant. Taste.
Delicious.
And the AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two before each meal.
I'll order a salad, too. I'm starting with AIDS today.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Use only as directed.
I am a smoker. I started smoking after my first son was born.
Sulamar Antioch, Illinois.
And I thought, wow, my teeth are really getting yellow.
She used Topol Smoker's tooth polish with fluoride.
My teeth started getting whiter, and it gave like a shine to them that they hadn't had in a long time. I was very happy with it, and now I smile again all the time.
Topol Smoker's tooth polish with three ingredients to clean and polish helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol, tested and proven gentle for everyday use. Use only as directed.
Well, I guess if nothing else here, KSFX, I've cleared up my face, taking care of my monthly water weight gain, and basically been a pretty good guy. Shh, Pat, you must have something to tell me. You know, all these months dealing with Richard right here in San Francisco, never mind.
It's been great.
Pat's so involved in getting all the records picture. Oh, suddenly the microphone's moving.
Why don't you enter that this is the first
record? I know. This is a great record, and you picked this as my first record on KSFX. And I don't know, it has a lot of significance, and it's a great song by the Kinks. Around the Dial. 104 KSFX, San Francisco.
Can you connect the phone?
become a hero in the Muslim world.
Around the dial. KSFX. Is this the last song now? This is it? Oh, my God. I need some help with this one. Where's the rest of the staff, Rob? Ron? Huh? We got one more at the doors when the music's over. Thank you.
Your ear down to the ground. FM, San Francisco.
And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. We've had a great time, and the music's over here at KGO FM, San Francisco. We have 30 whole seconds. My God, well, if my mom's still listening.
Been able to back time.
Yeah, we gave rock and roll a great shot here in San Francisco, and I hope everybody appreciated it, because they won't have us to kick around anymore. Waiting for the change. It takes a while sometimes just to go all the way to Scandinavia and come back again.
Goodbye.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton, and this is World News This Morning, Monday, May 3rd, 1982. Good morning. Britain is continuing its bite-by-bite military campaign in the South Atlantic. Government officials in London say British helicopters firing missiles sank one Argentine patrol boat and damaged another this morning inside the war zone around the Falkland Islands. The helicopters reportedly moved in after the patrol boat opened fire. Now, this newest sea battle came less than 24 hours after a British submarine torpedoed and damaged an Argentine warship just outside Britain's 200-mile blockade zone. And now Britain apparently is making arrangements to move extra troops to the South Atlantic. And for more on that, let's go to London, where my colleague Peter Flannery has some details. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Joe. In a show of greater determination on this combat, the British are requisitioning the Queen Elizabeth II as a troop carrier. This brings back memories of World War II, when many of the Cunard liners were pressed into duty as troop carriers across the Atlantic. The QE2, we are told, left Philadelphia a few days ago and is due in Southampton tonight. Cunard Line is apologizing to passengers who have tickets and reservations. They're going to be off the boat tonight, and the troops will be on and moving toward the South Atlantic shortly, Joe.
Thank you. ABC's Peter Flannery in London. Now, we mentioned just a minute ago that a British submarine yesterday torpedoed Argentina's only cruiser. Let's find out now from ABC's Peter Cleveland, standing by in Buenos Aires, about the amount of damage and what this means to Argentine sea power, Pete.
Well, Joe, the Argentine government says the Belgrano was off the coast of Tierra del Fuego, well outside the blockade zone. Sources here in Buenos Aires have told ABC News the ship was hit at least once near the stern, apparently in an attempt to put the ship out of action rather than sink it, which appears to be consistent with what's coming from London, that the intent is to put Argentine ships and facilities out of commission without the loss of life. If the Belgrano is in fact out of action, it's a severe blow to Argentine naval forces, since it's one of only two capital ships in this country's navy, the other being an old former British aircraft carrier. Joe?
Thank you. ABC's Peter Cleveland in Buenos Aires. Now, there's a lot of diplomatic maneuvering over the weekend, and for a while it looked like Peru had been successful in working out a peace plan with the help of Secretary of State Haig, but Argentina now has rejected that plan. President Reagan says he still holds out hope for a negotiated settlement. Meets with his National Security Council this morning to review the latest developments in the fighting over the Falklands. I'll have more after this.
Nancy, I hate you. The best figure in the office, and you eat candy between meals.
No ordinary candy. It's AIDS. The AIDS diet plan is helping me lose weight deliciously.
How?
AIDS works two ways. It helps satisfy your hunger and has an effective appetite suppressant. Taste.
Mmm, delicious. I can eat AIDS and be less hungry?
Two before each meal. That's in the plan.
So I can lose weight like you.
Mm-hmm.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Use only as directed.
Listen closely. This is the sound of a cigarette being broken in half. The sound of the cigarette habit being broken. If you want to quit, use Bantron smoking deterrent tablets and stay with it for 2 weeks or until your urge to smoke goes away. Bantron's unique buffered formula helps ease your craving for nicotine. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron will help you break the habit. Bantron, start today. Use only as directed.
President Reagan meets later today with top Republicans from the House and Senate to try and get their backing for his 1983 budget plan. This morning's Washington Post quotes administration sources as saying President Reagan has decided to accept an invitation from Soviet President Brezhnev for a summit meeting. The meeting mostly would be held in Austria or Ireland sometime in October. It looks like the United Auto Workers are approving a new contract with International Harvester. We should know for sure later today. The contract trades wages and benefits for better job security. And the United Rubber Workers and Firestone Tire sign on the dotted line today in Cleveland approving a new contract. Oh, Exxon. Exxon is pulling out of a $5 billion oil sale project in Colorado. Exxon says the Colony project was just costing too much. Connecticut has become the first state in the nation to pass a bill that permits consumers to sue for refunds or replacement of new cars that turn out to be lemons. In California, Maryland, and Rhode Island are considering similar legislation. This is ABC News. A 5-day convention of inventors is opened in Pittsburgh. 80 booths sponsored by would-be millionaires are presenting inventions, some of which look like Rube Goldberg contraptions, I guess. All are hoping some manufacturers and distributors will see the inventions, buy them, and provide instant fortunes. Some of the items on display, a gadget that supposedly will peel an orange in 30 seconds, a skateboard that works on snow, a desk designed for use in an automobile, even an automatic fly swatter. And how about a bionic marble, which supposedly communicates with people through mental telepathy? This is World News This Morning. There'll be widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be sunny all along the East Coast today. There could be a conflict today between supporters of the outlawed Solidarity Union and the martial law regime in Poland. ABC's Hal Walker in Warsaw says Poland's military rulers don't seem ready to take any more demonstrations of support for Solidarity.
Poland's military regime today pointedly published reminders that while certain restrictions under martial law are being relaxed, the special rules of the military council remain in force. The warnings were directed to supporters of the now suspended Union Solidarity, who defied martial law in order to stage a massive demonstration on May Day. Police took no action then to stop the rally. But Solidarity has called for another demonstration today, and the government has made clear that any repeat violations of remaining martial law regulations will be dealt with harshly. Hal Walker, ABC News, Warsaw.
There are reports that the government has deployed rifle-carrying troops in the area where the rally is supposed to be held today. More than 100,000 people turned out in New York City yesterday to protest Soviet refusal to permit more Jews to leave the Soviet Union. President Reagan sent a message of support, but the message was booed by the crowd, which demanded action instead of talk. El Salvador has a new president today, Alvaro Magana. He was sworn in yesterday as the country's first elected civilian president since 1979. Vice President Bush in New Zealand today, the latest stop on his tour of the Far East. Bush expects to visit Peking beginning Wednesday to discuss a crisis in U.S. relations with China, a crisis brought about by a proposed sale of American arms to Taiwan. America's prisons are getting more crowded. A new report from the Justice Department shows prison population at an all-time high level, and ABC's Paul Howe says that's true just about everywhere.
Michigan was the only state to record a decline in inmate population last year, and almost a third of all prisoner growth occurred in the nation's largest prison systems, California with some 4,700 new inmates, New York with 3,800 more, and Florida with a little over 2,500. Georgia, Texas, Maryland, and Illinois each had increases of more than 1,600 new prisoners in 1981. Joe, there are now about 369,000 persons in state and federal prison nationwide. An inmate population about the size of Portland, Oregon, or Fort Worth, Texas.
ABC's Paul Howe says there was also a record increase in the number of women being sent to jail for terms of more than 1 year. The recent airborne training exercise in California's Mojave Desert, which left 6 paratroopers dead, 157 others injured, has prompted airborne officials to reemphasize safety procedures. Most of the deaths reportedly are being blamed on high winds, clumsy parachute harnesses, and rough terrain at the landing sites. Well, prices may soon be coming down on some flights to Europe. International air travel officials reportedly have agreed on a new fare structure for North Atlantic air routes. The new fare structure due to go into effect July 1st could provide cuts of up to 40% on some tickets. A survey of influential Americans taken by U.S. News finds 48% of those responding to the survey now think President Reagan is doing a poor or disappointing job, compared with 16% a year ago. And last year, the magazine's annual Who Runs America survey gave Mr. Reagan excellent grades. From 2 out of 3 leaders responding to that poll, now fewer than 1 in 4 gives him any kind of high marks. The dollar is open mixed in early trading today in European money exchanges. Gold prices are generally lower. And it may or may not be an indication of the strength of the recession's impact on unemployment. But the conference board says its regular survey of newspaper help wanted ads shows a sharp drop in such advertising last month. In fact, help wanted advertising has now reached the lowest level since the 1975 recession. That's World News this morning for the ABC Information Network. I'm Joe Templeton.
Jim Dunbar, and this is the KGO Morning Edition for Monday, the third day of May. Can you believe it? The third of May, 1982.
Yeah, find that difficult to believe.
Well, believe it, because that's what it is.
What records are you starting off with this hour?
Well, I thought we'd play something by the Bee Gees.
That's...
And then I thought we'd follow that up with a Led Zeppelin.
Not bad.
And the Doobie Brothers.
How about the Sticks? They like some Sticks music.
Trixie and the Tramps will be featured later this morning, and we'll have our tribute to punk.
Oh, I love it.
Beginning at 7 o'clock.
I like your new outfit, since we're
also
AM and FM. And
my gold lame tutu.
KSFX listeners, the one in the world.
I crocheted it myself.
Yes.
I'm Jim Dunbar. I guess I said that, and this is Ted Weigand. Yes. And we want to welcome each and every one of you out there in FM land.
That's right. This is the first moment.
Yeah, the first instant
of simulcasting.
That good old KGO AM and good old KGO FM have joined hands.
Yep.
Are walking down the broadcast path together.
Down along Folk Street.
I like the way
down
I put
Golden
that.
Gate.
What? Those of you out there in FM land saying, "What under the sun is this?" Call one of your AM neighbors and ask them. Don't ask us. We don't know. We come in here every morning and struggle through the KGO morning news, and it generally ends up about like this.
Not a very hopeful future, FMers, but what the heck.
But we don't promise much.
We don't deliver much.
Well, we don't disappoint that way, you see.
That's right.
No one's disappointed.
Anything you get is an extra.
Is a big bonus. Is a dividend. And we welcome you most sincerely to the wonderful KGO family. That's Captain Hal Wolf with his hand on the tiller. A little unsteady this morning. Must have been a good weekend. Hal must have been playing genial host again to the nymphants.
That's right.
Who run up and down the docks over in Marin County.
Even when they don't show up, he plays host.
Yes. Well, they show up. They also depart rather quickly, too.
Oh, yes.
But that's another matter. The weather story for the Bay Area. Today, sunny, with highs into the 60s along the coast to the low 80s inland. Wednesday, westerly winds to 30. Well, I've got the 18th carbon here.
Well,
are the lights out? No, I guess they're not. Well, are my eyes open?
That's one turn. Wait a minute.
Are both of my eyes open?
Wait, all the lights are not on in the studio. There we go.
Well, that helps.
There's a spec lamp over there. When we turn it on,
I thought maybe one of my eyes was closed again. That happened about 2 weeks ago. I went till almost 9 o'clock, didn't realize that one of my eyes was closed. Today, sunny with highs into the... I'll start from the top again.
Oh, don't bother. What the heck? It's too late now.
Today, sunny with highs into the 60s along the coast to the low 80s inland. Winds westerly to about 30, decreasing later today. Tonight, clear with lows into the upper 40s and 50s. Winds light. And tomorrow, sunny and warm. Highs into the 60s, coastside to the mid to 80s inland, and winds will be light. Our temperature now 50 degrees. Well, we got through that part okay.
Yeah.
Now let's see if we can do the next part all right.
I was impressed. But it doesn't take much to impress me.
All right, here comes the news.
As Sirhan Sirhan's parole hearing enters its second week, the L.A. Times reporting this morning that one of the prisoners who testified last week tried to smuggle a pair of razor blades into the hearing. Robert Bell had the blades concealed in his shower sandals. Bell denied having any intention of attacking anybody, saying he had wedged the blades into the sandals to keep the thongs tight. The parole panel today is slated to hear from the intern prison counselor who lost his job for allegedly trying to smuggle a camera into the assassin cell block. The hearing on whether to revoke the assassin's 1984 parole date is expected to last until Friday. Well, a natural gas leak in an air conditioner is being blamed for a raging fire yesterday afternoon that claimed the lives of two young Fresno County boys. They've been identified now as 3-year-old Christopher Silva and 12-year-old Darren Guevara. Investigators speculating that the victims became disoriented by the noise and the suddenness of that fire. Well, Cinco de Mayo, it's a time for celebrating, but sometimes the celebrating gets a bit out of hand, and that's the case in point this morning. Carl Haberle has details.
Said it was Cinco de Mayo time in San Jose yesterday. Lots of events to celebrate, lots of people on hand to enjoy it. And all went well until about 7:15 last evening. San Jose police say several people in a crowd at the Plaza de San Antonio began tossing rocks, tossing bottles at the police. Several of the officers and some bystanders were hit. No serious injuries, but at that point, police moved into the crowd. When that was all over, 6 adults and a juvenile arrested, a variety of charges ranging from resisting arrest to assault with a deadly weapon. This morning, they say they still don't know what touched it all off. How was the rest of the party? Good time was had by all.
Well, that's good. San Francisco Supervisor Quentin Kopp and San Diego Mayor Pete Wilson joining forces in support of the Victims' Bill of Rights. That's the measure which appears before California voters in June in the form of Proposition 8. Speaking before the San Francisco Press Club, both Kopp and Wilson said they believe the anti-crime initiative will have no trouble passing. Supervisor Kopp believing that the only opposition comes from professional lawyers and special interest groups, while San Diego Mayor Pete Wilson says that the Victims' Bill of Rights is the only answer to the crime problem facing the state of California now.
And that brings it to 5:14 on KGO News Talk, AM 81, FM 104.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Huh? Yeah, I think I injured myself a little bit. Let me repair the damage and we'll be right back after this.
Tonight, a world premiere. Legendary actress Ingrid Bergman in the role of her career. A woman called Golda. Tonight at 8 on Channel 2, Ingrid Bergman is Golda Meir. She led a proud nation fight for freedom.
We paid for the birth of our nation without blood.
Ingrid Bergman, Leonard Nimoy, Anne Jackson, Jack Thompson, and Red Beatty star in what must turn out to be the television event of the year. A woman called Golda.
There is a war. It will be her fault. Her fault!
Watch Ingrid Bergman tonight in the world premiere of A Woman Called Golda. It begins tonight at 8 on Channel 2. And tonight, on the Channel 2 10 o'clock news, reporters Bob McKenzie and George Watson profile the Bay Area cities to show how they're doing under Reaganomics. This month-long Recession Blues special report begins tonight. Tonight at 8, Ingrid Bergman stars as Golda Meir in the world premiere of A Woman Called Golda on Channel 2. There's only one, 2.
Video images, colors, and sounds are born, disappear, and shoot through space only to reappear on your television screen. There is a videotape that captures all the colors, all the clarity of the original. Scotch videotape. All three major networks use Scotch videotape because they have to get the best picture possible. You will get true color and clarity on Scotch video cassettes, too. Because our microfine Anachron particles are protected by a unique static barrier. This barrier virtually eliminates dust, a major cause of dropouts. So if you want all the true colors and crisp clarity of the original, use the branded tape the network used. With Scotch video cassettes, the truth comes out.
It's, and by the way, available at Clement Electronics. Clement Electronics. Possibly Clement Electronics, too, but Clement surely has.
You got it.
these items, these 3M company items.
Hold on there, FMers. It's going to get better.
Well, they know that. Can't get any worse. It's 5:16 now on News Talk Radio, and it's time to set those quarter-hour headlines, CW.
Britain, J.D., says it fired upon two Argentine patrol boats inside the 200-mile war zone around the Falkland Islands late last night. The British say one Argentine vessel was sunk, another was damaged after they attacked a Royal Navy helicopter.
A parole panel considering Sirhan Sirhan's possible release today We will be questioning an intern prison counselor who lost his job for allegedly trying to smuggle a camera into the assassin's cell block.
Senate Republican leader Howard Baker hosted President and Mrs. Reagan at his Tennessee estate over the weekend and used the time to talk money with the president on the basis of those talks. Baker says he's still hopeful a budget compromise can be worked out.
And the search resumes today at Squaw Valley for two skiers from New York who've disappeared. Placer County Sheriff's spokeswoman says Harold Novick and Stuart Dorotowicz of Bayside, New York, were reported missing Saturday. Well, the weather's not missing. It's here, and in full bloom, too. A beautiful start for May. We'll have sunny skies today, highs into the 60s along the coast to the low 80s inland. Winds westerly to 30, decreasing later today. Tonight, clear, lows into the 40s, 50s, and winds light. Tuesday, sunny and warm, high 60s, coastside, mid-80s inland, and winds light. Beautiful forecast, both today and tomorrow. Temperature 50 degrees at KGO, and our time at News Talk Radio is 5:18.
Better ways to fight crime. KGO Radio's editorial viewpoint by General Manager and ABC Vice President Michael Luckoff.
Few San Francisco supervisors now favor Mayor Feinstein's proposal to ban handguns in San Francisco. The plan, although well-motivated, may face early defeat. But there are quicker, more practical steps to reduce local crime, which should be taken first. Local law enforcement is simply undermanned. The police department is 107 positions below its authorized strength. It may be a year or more before it reaches that level. We need them now, and City Hall can make it happen. A fingerprint computer is urgently needed. It has been delayed 5 years and will not be in place for another year. This computer could multiply apprehensions of criminals by 500%. The system identifies felons through even quarter-inch partial fingerprints in minutes. Today, clerks hand search 4 million file prints for weeks to yield clues in one case out of 60. The cost? Less than 3 new model street cars. The payoff? Untold impact on local crime through quick convictions. The supervisors will vote on this project Monday. Here's a priority that demands a prompt yes, even though the impractical gun control ban gets a no.
KGO welcomes your viewpoint. Write to Editorial, KGO Radio, San Francisco 94102.
And the KGO Radio news time is 5:20. And we'll have some sports for you in a jiffy after this.
If you're a software or hardware professional, there's something happening at Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment in San Jose this week that you should know about. Conducting evening interviews this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. for software, mechanical, component, and electronic design engineers who are eager to join an exciting ground floor entrepreneurial group of talented professionals developing the digital option for the brand new Fairchild Series 80 analog test system designed to be the best test equipment available on the marketplace. Stop by between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. this Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday at 1725 Technology Drive, just off Highway 101 and First Street in San Jose. That's 1725 Technology Drive. Or call 408-998-0123. That's 408-998-0123. This is the perfect opportunity to talk directly with our technical managers. Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, and welcome to Sprint, the long-distance specialist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to call my sister in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Well, if you like calling your sister in Ypsilanti, you have exactly the right number.
Are you in Ypsilanti?
Sure. We operate in most major cities all across the country.
Oh, great, because I have family all across the country, and long distance keeps us together.
And I bet you have the long-distance bills to prove it.
Are you kidding? I spend over $25 a month just calling Ypsilanti.
Then Sprint can save you up to 50% because we're the long-distance specialist.
With my long-distance bills, I could use a specialist.
To order Sprint, call 800-521-4949 or check the white pages. You could be saving up to 50% on your long-distance calls using your ordinary push-button phone. Call Sprint at 800-521-4949. Sprint is a service of Southern Pacific Communications Company.
Even in Ypsilanti.
At National Car Rental, we know what traveling can be like. So we believe you deserve something special.
You deserve some national attention. You deserve a national car.
car service will give you a lot to smile about. And National Car Rental features General Motors cars, like the Buick Century. There is a difference in car rental companies.
You deserve National Attention.
National Car Rental.
All right, it's 5:22, and it's time for sports. With yours truly, Big Biff.
Hey, you're a really sports fan. Fired up this morning, Biff.
You betcha.
Why?
Got a new lease on life. Lice on lease. Well, anyway, I'm ready to turn over a new leaf.
Why are you lying on the floor, Biff?
Throw over the old leaf.
Why?
Well, that's the way I do it now.
I see.
Flat on my back. Yep.
Well, let her go. Let's see what you have to say.
The scores.
Yeah.
Okay, National League, San Francisco, in a twin bill, defeated the New York Mets 4-3 in the first of that two games.
That's pretty good.
Lost the second 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
So they split. Over in the American League, how did the Oakland A's do?
Just fine.
Defeating Cleveland 5-2. Other National League scores include Houston knocking over Pittsburgh 6-2. Atlanta took the Cubs 10-3. It was Philadelphia shutting out San Diego 3-0. Montreal really clopped Los Angeles 13-1. Cincinnati and St. Louis split, the Reds winning the first 5-1. The second game went to the Cards 6-4. And as I said, San Francisco and the Mets split a twin bill. San Francisco winning the first game 4-3, and the Mets the second 2-0. In the American League, in addition to that, Oakland win 5-2 over Cleveland. Boston shut out Texas 6-0. The Yankees beat Seattle 4-2. And Baltimore defeated California 6-4. Milwaukee mauled Minnesota 11-4. The White Sox really clubbed Detroit 10-3, and it was Toronto 7, Kansas City 5. Bob Gilder fired a 3-under par 67 yesterday for a 5-stroke victory over Curtis Strange in the Byron Nelson Golf Classic at Dallas. Tony Ayala, the world's third-ranking junior middleweight contender, scored a third-round TKO over Steve Gregory at Tampa, Florida yesterday to boost his record to 19-0. And Darrell Waltrip raced to a narrow victory in the Winston 500 Grand National Stock Car Race at Talladega, Alabama, yesterday. And that's sports fans. And this is Big Biff signing off. I'll see you tomorrow, possibly.
Probably not.
Not next week.
Well.
Or soon.
Let's hope our luck holds.
I'll be right there, officer.
We don't see you for a while, anyway.
If a manufacturer doesn't have enough confidence in the quality of what he makes, he doesn't have the right to ask you to buy it. Me, I'm in the car business. I've been saying for a long time the cars that Chrysler makes are as good, if not better, than anything coming out of America, Europe, or Japan. Now, to show you the confidence we have in the quality of our products, right now, when you buy any new Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge American-built passenger car, Chrysler will protect your investment three ways. One, a 5-year or 50,000-mile protection plan on the engine and powertrain. Two, 5 years or 50,000 miles of rust-through protection on the outside of the car. And three, 5 years or 50,000 miles of free scheduled maintenance. Now, that's confidence. Let's face it, if we don't believe in our products, why should you? So, if you can find better protection, take it. If you can find a better car, buy it.
Deductible may be required on engine powertrain plan. Protection plans are limited warranties. All plans are for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 9th, everybody. And a gift of fresh flowers and plants from Podesta Baldacci, America's most famous florist, would certainly brighten Mom's day an awful lot. Are you planning something for your mom? Sure you are. Well, they can deliver across town or across the United States if you get your order in early. But you got to do it now. Just stop by Podesta Baldacci at 224 Grand Avenue, or they've got a financial center shop at number 1 Embarcadero Center, or you can phone them at 781.
What does he sell?
62. Flowers.
Oh, come on. Mom likes a bottle of gin, maybe.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Maybe gin and flowers.
No.
I'll get the flowers from this fella.
Listen, don't pay any attention to him. He's not really serious about that. Now, I happen to know his sainted mother, and she does not drink gin. Maybe a little scotch now and again, but...
And she'll go for maybe a liter of Ripple.
At any rate, we're talking flowers now from Podesta Baldacci. And their telephone number, if you want to order, is 781-6200. 781-6200. Brighten Mother's Day with flowers from Podesta Baldacci, America's most famous florist. Please mark that down on your agenda of things to do today.
Dear Mom, here's some flowers. Collect.
No, don't send it. Collect. You pick up the tab. It'll be a pittance. And that brings the KGO News time to 527. And time to get back to the news, Ted Wygant. Time to get back to the news.
We've got some items from KGO's Dick Leonard, including San Francisco supervisors. This is a very important day as far as the new computer system for the police department is concerned.
A community drive to obtain an automated fingerprint identification system and a computer to modernize the handling of emergency police calls is assured a victory today. The San Francisco supervisors are scheduled to vote on the $6.3 million appropriation, and there's little doubt both will receive the go-ahead. The lawmakers will also be holding further hearings on the Muni Maintenance District and the Maiden Lane Modernization Plan. And they will ask to approve a four-week test of a new traffic control and parking plan around Candlestick Park. At San Francisco City Hall, Dick Leonard, KGO Radio News.
And the KGO News time is 5:28. And we'll be back in just a moment with a look at world developments, so stay right there, please, as our story for Monday, the 3rd of May, continues on KGO News Talk, AM 81, FM 104. There, I got it right that time. We'll be right back after this.
Cats. It's no secret that they're America's in animal. Books about them are outselling all others. And it just may be that there are more foods and toys for cats than all other pets combined. Love them or hate them, they've become this country's biggest craze. Channel 5 explores our feline fascination in Cat Crazy, an Eyewitness News special report, beginning Monday at 6, only on Channel 5.
There's no doubt about it. Snyder is everybody's favorite super.
And at $40,000 per one day at a time show, he's definitely the highest paid Mr. Fix-It. I'm Richard Hart.
And I'm Gianna Hero. Tonight on Channel 5's Evening Magazine, you'll discover some surprising similarities between Snyder
and the real Pat Harrington. Then you'll discover the destructive forces of the binge-purge syndrome.
A food obsession that traps millions of young women.
Start your week with a great evening tonight at 7:30 on Channel 5's Evening Magazine.
Today is the fourth anniversary of Sunday, the day that everybody 4 years ago all hopped on the idea of using solar energy. Good morning, I'm Ed Baxter.
And I'm Jan Black. Along with all of the day's developing news, we'll check into how much progress has been made in using solar energy and how much more is expected in the near future.
The afternoon news with power. Sorry, with Ed and Jan.
This afternoon, 4 to 6.
And it's 5:30 now at KGO News Talk, AM 81, FM 104. It's going to take me a while to get that one sorted out in my mind. I've been saying News Talk 81 for so long. I want to add the FM, and I sometimes have to stop and kind of plod my way through that identification.
KGO AM and FM.
Well, I guess we could say that.
Simpler.
Sure. But we want to say the 81 and the 104 because those are the dial positions, and we want to be sure that people remember those.
104 on the AM dial and 81 on the FM dial.
No,
oh, the other way around.
That's round. Right. Don't pay any attention. I hate to say this about a newsman. It's kind of like saying Walter Cronkite is not reliable, but don't pay any attention to what Wygant says. You can't count on it.
You can't
count.
Not a bit.
But you can't count on this. We'll update California, and then we'll check the world. Parole panel considering Sirhan Sirhan's possible release today plans to question an intern prison counselor who lost his job for allegedly trying to smuggle a camera into the assassin's cell block. Single-engine plane crashed in New Mexico, claiming the life of a California man and another person yesterday. Lee Baker, believed to be from Santa Barbara, was killed in the New Mexico crash. The search resumes today at Squaw Valley for two skiers from New York who have disappeared. And the coroner says 4-year-old James Corrigan of Burbank died of suffocation. The youngster's body was found stuffed into a suitcase. The autopsy also revealed that he was alive when he was placed inside the suitcase. The boy's father has been charged with murder. Weather for the Bay Area calls for fair skies today and warm temperatures and highs into the low 80s and lows into the 40s and westerly winds blowing to 30. They'll decrease some tonight. It'll be fair again tonight. And then we'll have another day like today tomorrow. Tuesday promises to deliver about the same sort of conditions. Highs into the 80s and winds light. Gorgeous couple of days. Great way to start the week. 50 degrees now here at KGO News Talk, AM 81, FM 104. It's 5:31, and on the half hour, that's the way things are shaping up around here. I'm Jim Dunbar, and now here's... What is your name again?
Walter Cronkite.
Walter... No, it's, I know it's not Walter Cronkite.
It used to be Ted Wygant.
Yes, well, it still is.
Even on FM. How about that?
Now, let's take a look at the world, T.W.
All right. The big story, of course, continues to be the Falkland Islands this morning. Let's begin with ABC's Peter Flannery with a report on the latest confrontation between the Argentines and British in the waters surrounding the Falklands.
If the British version is to be believed, it happened just before midnight in the South Atlantic as two Argentine patrol boats fired on a British helicopter. Other British helicopters then released their missiles. They streaked through the darkness, and the British say they sank one of those Argentine patrol boats and damaged the other, with no damage sustained by the British choppers. Now, the British are saying this event happened inside the blockade zone, some 110 miles north of the Falkland Islands.
Meanwhile, in London, ABC's Walter Rogers with more on the report of the location and damage to an Argentine cruiser.
Defense Ministry officials say the Argentine cruiser was on the edge of the total exclusion zone and posed a significant threat to the British task force in the area. So a Royal Navy submarine fired several torpedoes, severely damaging the cruiser, the General Belgrano, which incidentally could have carried up to 1,000 men. No word on the fate of the Argentine crew, but the British submarine escaped undamaged and resumed its patrol. The General Belgrano was formerly an American cruiser, the Phoenix, and was in service at Pearl Harbor December 7th, 1941, just before being sold to Argentina in 1951. Walter Rogers, ABC News, London.
Meanwhile, the world's most famous luxury liner is being called into service to help British forces try to regain control of the Falkland Islands. Britain's Defense Ministry announcing today that it's taking over the liner, the Queen Elizabeth II, to ferry an infantry brigade to the Falkland Islands Task Force. On the diplomatic front today, Britain's Foreign Minister Francis Pym will be meeting in New York for the second time with U.N. Secretary General Javier Perez del Cure, and no details have been released yet about their meeting last night. Overseas in Poland, police armed with rifles and backed by water cannon occupied Warsaw's old town today. The show of force was meant to discourage a planned Solidarity Labor Movement rally. The old town was the scene Saturday of a massive anti-government march by Solidarity members and supporters. President Reagan begins using a familiar strategy in the battle over the budget today. He has scheduled meetings with House and Senate Republican leaders and then with GOP members of the Senate Budget Committee. Reagan and his Republican allies on Capitol Hill will be trying later this week to win over some support from Democrats and put together a coalition similar to the one that pushed Reagan's 1982 budget and tax cuts through Congress. Meanwhile, Congress is getting down to serious work on a spending plan for 1983. But congressmen are facing a difficult problem. This is an election year, of course, and they don't want to be blamed for raising taxes or cutting spending on social programs. But both Democrats and Republicans admit such actions are the only way to reduce the federal deficit. Want to see a gadget that can peel an orange in 30 seconds? Or how about a typewriter that plays music? It's all on view at the Inventions Convention in Pittsburgh. Inventors paid up to $800 for a booth at the five-day show, hoping enterprising businessmen will be interested in their creations. Dorothy McHugh, a waitress from Mount Pleasant, Ohio, was not interested in typewriters or orange peelers. She was interested in the slot machines. In fact, she didn't even stop at her hotel room before hitting the slot machines at the Flamingo Hilton in Las Vegas yesterday. And sure enough, 15 minutes later, the mother of three lined up five sevens and won $181,675. Not a bad way to start your visit to Vegas or end it either. I'm Ted Weigamp. That's a look at the world. And the KGO Radio News Time is 5:35.
You're listening to a sound that could cost you thousands of dollars in damage. It's the actual sound of termites destroying wood, amplified 10,000 times. Termites that could be in your home right now. But if they are, all you'll ever hear is this. Don't risk hidden termites. Call in the Army, the Orkin Army.
Call the Orkin Army, trained to be the best. We positively guarantee to win your war with pets.
The Orkin Army can give your home a thorough termite inspection. So don't wait. Call in the Orkin Army.
We positively guarantee to win your war with pets.
$100,000 repair guarantee applies to qualified homes and requires initial treatment and annual paid renewal.
Hello, this is Albert Krabari, wine master for California's Krabari & Sons, with another word on wine. Throughout history, wine has traditionally been served with meals. Today, that tradition is rapidly changing. You see it happening every day in taverns and restaurants. People are drinking white wines like Krabari Mountain Chablis and Krabari Pinot Chardonnay as cocktails. They prefer the lighter, crisper taste of wine. There's also a trend towards richer, fuller-bodied red wines like Crebari Mountain Burgundy and Crebari Cabernet Sauvignon. Obviously, as a winemaster, it pleases me to see people enjoying wine more often, more ways. This is Albert Crebari, winemaster for Crebari & Sons, Lodi, California, toasting your health with Crebari Wines.
KGO News Talk, AM 81, FM 104.
FM 104, you got it, yeah.
Time
is what?
It's 5:37. I'm never going to get that right.
Sure you will.
Well, I guess
I will. Years and years to do this.
Sure. I hope you're patient out there. Hope you can exercise a little patience. Be kind.
They probably will be.
Well, I hope they don't really have much. They do have a lot of choices.
And they'll
over 70 stations that they could go to.
They'll still respect
right
you.
Right now.
Don't worry.
Oh, they will?
Right, of course.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow morning?
Have a cigarette and think about it.
All right. We'll check the weather here in just a couple of moments and have more news for you pronto.
Pan Am. The first airline to open the world to air travel. The first airline to develop radio navigation and instrument flying. The first airline with cabin attendants and hot meals. The first U.S. airline to fly jets. And the first airline to offer low fares. Experience to Florida with daily nonstop service to Miami and daily service to six other Florida cities. Call your travel agent or Pan Am.
You can do the experience.
I'm John Wooden. I coached the UCLA Bruins to the longest winning streak in college basketball history, 88 games in a row. Now, to put together that kind of record, you've got to have a talented team with the confidence and experience to back it up. That's the key to the teamwork at Allied Van Lines. Allied's built a record of successful moves no other mover can match. With their team of experienced moving counselors, packers, and drivers, Allied can guarantee you a winning move. Allied can guarantee the price they quote is the price you pay. That your move is on time or Allied pays $125 a day. That your household possessions are protected on any size interstate move. And as a basketball coach, I can tell you, always go with the guys with the best moves. Allied Van Lines.
Pick him up. In the greater Bay Area, check your phone book for the Allied agent nearest you. When you move with Allied, you move with confidence. Guaranteed. It's 5:40 at KGO, and it's 50 degrees in San Francisco, and here's what's happening this third day of May 1982. Ted?
Oil industry analyst Dan Lundberg says increased demand for gasoline at a lower price is beginning to push the prices back up at the pump. According to the latest issue of the Authoritative Industry Report, the Lundberg letter, the rise in prices will be swift because stock of petroleum products is now low. Lundberg says it is impossible to predict how high prices will eventually go, but the run-up was described as long overdue. The Lundberg Organization's most recent survey of wholesale gasoline prices showed increases outnumbering declines 2-1. Well, let's follow our barnstorming flyers. Of course, they're the two folks bent on circling the globe in a pair of engine-powered hang gliders. They planned a 100-mile hop south to Bakersfield today after a rather prickly experience in a weed patch. Jim Campbell said he and Patty Trusty spent Sunday night in a hotel because after pulling our airplanes out of the field, we had about 5 pounds of dirt on us and about 10 pounds of thistles in us. The two left Saturday from coastal Watsonville and flew about 60 miles before dark, landing in a field in Firebaugh. They spent the first night in their tent. With help from the farmer who owned the field, they moved the double-winged aircraft to another field and then took off Sunday evening for Madeira Airport. The parole rescission hearing for convicted assassin Sirhan Sirhan to resume at Soledad Prison later this afternoon. According to a report today, a prison inmate who testified at the hearing last week tried to bring concealed razor blades into the hearing room. The L.A. Times reporting the razor blades in Robert William Bell's shower-type sandals were discovered by a metal detector before he entered the room. He said that he was just trying to keep his thongs from falling off, and that's why he had the razor blades in his slippers. But they said you can't take them into the courtroom, and he didn't.
Meantime, the battle over who runs the SP commute rolls on this morning. And updating the story for us, Here's KGO's Carl Haberle.
Jim, Caltrans wants to extend the SD commute to San Francisco's ferry terminal, at least for some of its trains. Since lots of the passengers work in the finance district, Caltrans says that's a good place to take them. But so far, Southern Pacific has resisted the move. Up to now, it's been talk and letters back and forth, about 6 months' worth of talk and letters, in fact. Today, the debate escalates. The Caltrans director, Adriana Gianturco, says she's going to file an application with the Public Utilities Commission to get Southern Pacific to extend the runs. Under the working arrangement, SD operates the system. Caltrans and local governmental agencies chip in the money to pay for it. SD says the tracks are bad. Caltrans says they want the service extended. Now the PUC can settle the debate. Jim?
And the KGO News time is 5:42. Well, as Sirhan's parole hearing enters its second week, the Los Angeles Times has reported that one of the prisoners who testified last week tried to smuggle a pair of razor blades into the hearing. We just got through hearing that story.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a pretty good story. Mm-hmm. Since we're on both AM and FM, why, it's a stereophonic effect is what it is.
Oh, boy.
It's Monday morning.
Yeah, well, we know that. Of course, this goes on Tuesday through Friday as well.
I know.
Have you talked about the natural gas leak and the air conditioning being blamed for the raging fire yesterday?